I don't like cigars.
Oh, you used to love cigars.
I did.
You used to be like,
yeah,
fucking cigar.
Used to love a lot of things. Remember when Brandon was a drunk?
Oh yeah,
I do remember when Brandon was a drunk.
That was a bad one.
I just remember when you would have that. We must have been like 19.
Oh, I was all about it.
And you had that box. You would just go buy sampler box every time of cigars.
Oh yeah, weirdo.
All right.
We all kind of went through a cigar
thing.
I remember having cigars.
It was a rebellious phase. You know, we were trying to be badass.
An absurd amount of cigars.
Lame ass way.
Yeah. I'll still smoke them like occasionally, but.
I will too.
I'm not going to go out.
Right. If somebody's like, if I'm out at a wedding and somebody's like, hey, I got a bunch of cigars. Do you want to go out and buy? Like, sure, of course.
I've been to a couple weddings recently that have had cigar bars at the weddings, which is like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, of course. It's a wedding room kind of thing.
Yeah. But I'm not going to go out and buy one and sit on my porch and smoke it.
It's a social thing.
Nah, yeah. For the most part. I have a sealed box of cigarillos in my travel bag that just goes wherever with me, just in case, like, one day I'm just like, yeah.
Like the Al Capones?
They're CAOs. They're just the small CAO cigars. Yeah, I've yet to break the seal on that. Hmm. They're just with me in case I want them. Yeah.
Charlie and I used to, like, when we were in our early 20s, we would just sit in my driveway, and this was back when I drank. We both just get a six pack of shit beer and Swisher Sweets.
Oh my god,
Philly Blunts. And oh boy. We would sit.
That's no better.
Fucking smoke Philly Blunts and drink beer in my driveway.
No one smokes Philly Blunts.
So it was just
that's
like,
not what they're there for.
Exactly.
No, I know. I know. I don't know why we chose Philly Blunts.
Life decisions.
We would do this like every week.
Smoke
Philly Blunts and drink cheap ass beer.
Wow.
Because that's what we thought was cool. When we
that
were
makes me sad.
We were being dirt. Kids,
I gotta edit that out.
There you go.
Dirt. Yeah, just making you earn that paycheck, Dave.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. The big paycheck I'm getting.
The market will pay you what you're worth
for running this whole thing. Exactly. It's nothing. I got no problem with that. I get paid for other things. The podcast is a hobby. We all knew this wasn't going to make any money. Was there an illusion there that we were going to like make money off this
thing?
We're
going to make it big one day. And
I'm still waiting for the fans we do have to sign up for our Patreon. Yeah. Come on, guys. Support the podcast.
Yeah, the silver tier membership, and we'll make fun of Brandon more.
You'll get to hang out with the cast of the podcast when you come back in town. So last week we kind of got off track, guys. So in an effort to do as little editing as possible, man, I really love those like 48-minute episodes we did. So they were something.
See, I don't think the people are getting their non-money's worth if it's not over an hour.
There's no money. I feel like we should probably talk about 101 Dalmatians.
All right, I guess.
Drop the beat. Rock and roll.
I was practicing it all day because I don't have my script.
I mean, I could always be louder. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, 101 Dalmatians, the Disney classic.
We're starting our Disney train.
Yes, we're on the Disney train. Who knows where it will take us?
Because they keep fucking making remakes.
We can't help ourselves, and they can't help themselves.
Yet nobody asked for it.
We're obligated. They don't have to do it. We're obligated.
It's true. As soon as they make a remake, we're like, fuck, we gotta watch it.
So what did you guys think?
The first one was like a little over 90 minutes, which was fine, or a little under 90 minutes.
Under 90
fine,
minutes, yeah.
Which was great. The second one, I think you said it best, where it was more about the people.
I still don't like the fact that you guys are discussing this on the car ride over, but
so
go
like
ahead.
The second one was like, it was more about the people than the dogs.
Yes.
And I don't know how much I liked that. As good as the cast was, it was.
And we'll get into that.
Great cast, but like, it just got, it was like two movies that they crammed together into one movie.
I'm glad the dogs didn't talk, though.
I was disappointed that the
talking
dogs
with those late 90s graphics, and it would have been bad.
I have mixed feelings on that. The first one, 101 Dalmatians, the original, 1961.
61.
Yes. Early, which was earlier than I thought.
Yeah, holds up surprisingly well for what it is. Again, 90 minutes, nice, short and sweet runtime. They go on a little adventure, and we're all good. The remake had some problems. I had mixed feelings on everything you guys just said, and like it did absolutely focus on the humans more, which I was like, I liked the way they managed to still tell the core story,
yes,
while switching the focus, like almost 100% from the dogs to the humans.
Jeff Daniels and Glenn Close.
Yeah. The only part that was like all dog was when they were making their escape, basically.
Which is when I say it turned into Home Alone with puppies.
Which, dude, I fell asleep.
Really? Yeah.
That's
what I was
boring. Because there was no
dialogue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just got so bored at one point that I was like, oh shit, I'm falling asleep. I gotta wake the fuck up. And I legitimately missed like a good, like after they got back with the cows and they met up with the parents. And yeah. I was like, meow.
Totally.
But I liked the fact that they were able to tell the story from like mostly from what you said, Jay, the human's perspective. Yeah. And I thought they did a good job of that.
But I think if they stuck with it, it would have been a better movie.
Right. They didn't, they needed to somehow not take that short sidetrack with the dogs or make it more interesting or involve the humans in some way. I don't know. But, as when it comes to the dogs talking, I had mixed feelings on that because
I'll go okay.
I thought at the end they needed the dogs
I
to talk.
Think, yes, in that latter half of the movie, you're right. Like, this is where I would have liked the animals to talk
because exactly.
We would have been followed, like, we would have been more.
And
invested.
They didn't have to do the stupid lip movement, they could have done like Homeward Bound,
yeah.
And
well,
just like
yeah,
they
yeah,
just
yeah.
look at you and talk.
They didn't in the animated, and I mean, I could be wrong, but in 61,
they didn't
animate the mouths movie either, did they?
No, they did.
No, they did in parts of it.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of it is Pongo's inner monologue, yes. so he's not talking
during that.
Like, in the beginning when he's on the windowsill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which was another thing. Like, the original story was the following Pongo.
Yes.
I mean, it was kind of his tale, and you had a brief aside where it was like Sergeant Tibbs going to find mm-hmm. the puppies, and then you're back. The Pongo hooks up with the puppies pretty quickly, and then it's, again, a story about kind of Pongo, and he's got to get the puppies mm-hmm. to the car and the down. Oh well, we're gonna be Black Labs, and which they didn't do in the remake.
Yeah,
which I don't. Yeah,
because they had to make a whole.
It's like
thing
not,
with Glenn Close getting running around the farm. It was dumb.
I don't even remember that. Yeah, I may have been asleep.
Yeah,
for that.
You might have been. That's where it was. Home Alone with Animals. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where it was. Glenn Close getting her comeuppance as Cruella.
Oh, right. Okay, vaguely remember some of that, yes.
It was all really boring.
She was the best part of the movie.
She kind of was, yes. She was probably the best part. I liked Hugh Laurie and Ron Weasley's dad as the henchman.
I thought Hugh Laurie was criminally
underused.
Unimpressive.
He was underused, but I was
underused
good to see him.
Is not even the phrase really? I would use. I think he was just, and I love Hugh Laurie.
I know him in a
number of things, but I just think he was just so blah in this. Like, I'm Cockney.
Yeah, Cockney accent.
I was just like, okay.
But to be fair, this is before he was at all known with American audiences, except for like people who'd watch Blackadder or Hugh and Laurie. Because
this was before House,
this
wasn't
was
it?
Well before House.
Was it?
Like, oh, yes.
96?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
House was like in the 2000s.
Yeah, when we were at Blockbuster. Yeah. So
I can't believe this movie came out in 96. Like, they were already making live-action remakes.
Yeah, like that
that's
early?
Disney was, like, on early on the remake train.
That's one thing I noticed. I was like, I don't know if this is the first, but it feels like it's the first of this remake trend that we're going with.
It seems like it, based on the timeline, yeah.
I think so. I think it might have been the first Disney-licensed remake, live-action remake.
It did not go well. I'm surprised they kept doing it.
Well,
although,
it
I don't know how
off.
Much money this movie made.
I didn't
was
look.
It a,
I actually didn't look.
Yeah? I can't imagine it was great. It just,
no, because it's a kid's movie.
It was an unimpressive movie, too. Yeah. It was just, a lot of it was just kind of blah.
I feel like it started out good. Like, I really liked the first scene of the movie with Glenn Close in the fashion shop. And I thought that was really good.
She carried a lot.
Like, that was.
I thought it was a good scene, had, but like, the character was the dumbest person alive. I was like, you just designed the death of your dog. Like,
yeah,
what
right?
are you doing?
Yeah.
And then she even suggests, she's like, oh, the fur is rough. But it was soft when they
were
puppies.
Like,
I was like, shut up!
No,
shut
Glenn
up, shut
Close
up, shut up!
Character. Like, it was like a.
It was her idea!
I know.
It was a. What's the name of that movie now? Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, it's
like,
it was a
proto, real.
Yes. It was a proto character to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like it just. I got a kick out of that part, but then like
And Cruella DeVille.
It made more sense, their relationship there, than the fact that Cruella was an old school chum.
Mistress?
Yeah. I don't think it said mistress. I thought it said friend.
Oh, I think it's friend.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Like they went to school together. It was like, okay, so you didn't cut this bitch out of your life?
Yeah, right.
I went to school with a lot of people. Puppies? I don't see a lot of them.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, it was, but again, Cruella in the original was also a fantastic character.
Yeah,
yes. I mean, what a great villain. And that permanent cloud of cigarette smoke, mm-hmm. that just, the color of which just like oozed stench.
It was green.
It's,
yeah.
I was OCD irritated whenever it was on the screen because I felt like I could smell it.
Yeah.
You know? It was well made in that mm-hmm. way. But the new one, she was smoking, but it wasn't like really a big deal. She just kind of had the thing, the cigarette holder.
I think that was 90s sentiment. You know, 90s sentiments. You don't want to show.
Sure, sure.
Even the bad guys in a kids movie, you're not going to show them chain smoking.
Fair enough.
You showed it, but you didn't.
These kids movies, I think in particular the original one, in at least the way I felt, have some pretty adult themes to them when you're talking about bashing puppies on the head and skinning them.
True,
yeah.
Like this movie is that was what I was shocked by the original.
It
was darker than I remember.
It was dark, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it succeeded in not being overly dark for what it was doing. I mean, the one dude, the tall lanky guy, has a fucking poker.
Yeah.
For even as a kid I remember being like, "Oh my god, he's going to skin those fucking dogs." Like with a fucking fire poker. You pop them and I'll skin them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, "Whoa! Kids movie?"
It was, it was a different Disney back then.
Ariel was going to, you'll be my slave and I'm going to make you into a plant. Like, it was not like, hey, Ariel, we're going to stab you through the fucking heart. I'm going to wear your skin. Like, no.
But that's what you're talking, 90s Disney versus 60s Disney, 50s, 60s
it's
Disney.
True. Yeah,
yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, Little Mermaid was 90, or was 1990.
But name a Disney movie with, like, as dark of a... like a consequence for our heroes, shall we say?
I think there are some for sure.
Like what though?
I don't know. Like Lion King, like fucking. I guess like Mufasa dying in the beginning was like.
Yeah, but lots of parents die in Disney movies.
Yeah, that's true. They do it in Bambi.
At no point did they threaten to skin Simba.
Yeah,
like it was just like, oh, so he's got to run away, and then he comes back, and he's got to fight, and presumably he would die if he loses the fight. But that's kind of assumed.
They don't really
in everything.
Talk about it.
Aladdin, same thing. I mean, like everybody, it's presumed.
Yeah,
but there was
right.
no like no
There's
one
no
threatened to wear Aladdin's
skinning.
Flesh.
Yeah. All right.
You missed that.
Like
that
Fantasia
was
that like
Jafar?
He was the apprentice, and that wizard came back. He was gonna skin him alive. Found out what he did with his magic hat.
I guess that's fair.
It's a dark concept for a kids' movie.
Well, as we go through these Disney movies, we'll see if we can find any dark themes. But
this
is pretty dark. You're right.
As Disney movies go, that's what really struck me more than anything about the 1961 version. Rewatching it,
yeah, it is dark.
It's something.
It's pretty grim.
I found I had a vivid memory. I didn't remember a lot of it, but I remembered it as I watched it. But as soon as I saw the cat, and I was like. There's gonna be a thing where he drinks the cat. I remember him drinking the cat.
Mm-hmm.
The villain guy when it reaches for the bottle of wine or whatever.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
drinks the cat and the cat freaks out and that sets everything. I was like, oh, I remember this movie. So we're buried deep in the memories of my childhood.
Yeah. The only thing I really remembered was the soot scene.
So, oh yes.
And that was that was basically it. Like Cruella DeVille at the end, I love the, just her racing, all of a sudden her like fucking car turns into a dragster after she, and it's like she hits the bridge and she's in the ditch and her car has like all wheel drive, it's 1960 and is going up like a 60 degree hill.
She wasn't really an unsafe driver in the remake either.
No,
that
yeah.
It was like a big thing about her character in the original is she was tearing around those turns, very unsafe, and which made sense in the end because they got into the car accident. And that was kind of resolved the... Which is a clever way. Like, you can't have the dogs, like, eating her alive or anything.
Which you should.
It's like...
I mean, really.
She got into a car accident and turns out everyone was fine, of course.
But in the remake, it had to be she got covered in shit.
And yeah.
And caught by the cops.
Yes. Which was... Another thing I liked about the remake was that the cops were involved.
There needs to be
consequences.
Because
you feel like at some point they would have been involved.
Yeah.
Well, in the original one... She wants the dogs and the dogs disappear. And I turned to Christine and I was like, how is Cruella DeVille not like the primary suspect?
Exactly.
And they do address that. Roger says she called to confess or something, and that might have been the remake. But Roger says
no,
something.
No, it was
at some
in
point.
The original.
Yeah. He says something, and then they talk about how Scotland Yard has done everything they can, and it's up to us now, meaning the dogs, the Twilight Bark, the Barking Network, whatever it was.
Yeah, the Underground Railroad of right. dogs.
But in the new one, they're like, oh, we figured it out. It is Cruella. Call the fucking cops.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which I was like, thank God, because it's obviously Cruella.
Scotland Yard, wholly ineffective in 1960s, right. apparently. Like, just wholly ineffective.
I mean, anyone alive could solve that crime.
Yep.
Hey, you think it was the woman who was really upset about not getting the puppies?
Yeah, I just think you think Bells would have got off when it was like, remember that lady who tried to offer us £7,500 for a fucking litter of dogs?
Also, if you'd done your research, you would have noticed that like a lot of dogs had been bought recently in the area.
Yes,
because
yes.
one of the other puppies says like, no, we were bought legally.
Yeah,
so it's like, okay, so someone's buying up puppies. Who's that? Oh, you mean the exact same breed that went missing?
It's weird. It's this but crazy fashion designer
in that
wants to skin dogs.
Scotland Yard was awful. They got better.
She wasn't even a fashion designer in the original. She was just a lady.
Oh yeah, she was just
you're
kind
right.
of a nut.
She was just a rich, eccentric.
She was a socialite.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wasn't a thing.
Yep.
But
oh, Anita Darling.
Anita Darling.
I like how they kept that in the remake too.
Glenn Close was great. Yeah. She was the best part of the movie for sure.
Best character. Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely. Which is why I think she's on the like the cover on the streaming thing at least. Like it's her, which is like that's
your character. That's your movie. Not the dogs. It's just Glenn Close.
What did you guys think about the video game subplot?
It's like that '90s like
they
did that
up,
in a lot of
tried
'90s
to update
movies.
It. And it. If, in the '90s, I probably wouldn't have cared, but it's like, it's pretty dated. Like, it's a stupid reference.
Like, I'm gonna make video games.
And the video game was about Dalmatians.
Yeah.
And from the very beginning, he was like, "You need a good villain," and I was like, "I wonder who the villain's gonna be."
Surprise.
It's like talking about making video games without actually going into how video games are made, and that always bugged me as like a kid who you kind of knew how video games were made, and you remember those old commercials? The was it DeVry?
Oh yeah, I remember one of those.
They're
the
gaming
schools.
The
schools
that are like plugging how they're going to teach you how to program and game, and like the trade schools, and it shows these guys on a couch, like literally programming a game with the controller, and then they get teleported into the game. And I'm like, that's not how video game programming works. Like what?
Like, I don't even know how to code, but I know there's coding.
Says Jay, the not video game programmer.
I know. I went to a computer camp and I coded when I was a kid.
Yeah, I went to space camp. I'm not an astronaut.
I know how to code. It gave me enough.
I like that a lot. I'm gonna use that.
It gave me enough of an understanding to know that you don't take a fucking controller to program a goddamn video game.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree. It was they at least tried to update his profession because starving artist wouldn't really fly because even kids and parents know how expensive it would be to live in London in the modern times. Like. Post-war London was a bit different, and that's what we were seeing in the 61 version.
Yeah.
That was totally different. So the setup with Roger and Anita was totally different. She didn't do anything, and he was a musician and made it big on one song. And in this one, they both had to have jobs, and her job just happened to be at a fashion thing. So they set that up relatively well, considering the time period.
Yeah, the interesting thing about the original one, I thought about the war, because the colonel and the general and the captain and Sergeant Tibbs.
They're British officer characters. Yes.
Right. And they lived on the farm of some old general. When it zooms in on the farmhouse, it's like General blah, 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 retired. And it was supposed to be his like rundown farm or whatever.
And I think that whole British World War II officer was a trope that a lot of people understood.
Yeah, could have related
with 1961. Everybody got it. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. Even as a fire one, and he pulls the horse's ear. And it's,
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very much colored by the time period it was in. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought the video game thing was interesting.
I didn't need it, but
again, there were the stakes in the original one were the puppies.
Yes,
and in the second one, they almost felt like they needed to have like a. It was almost like the Miracle on 34th Street, where they had the evil businessman, where they were like, we need to have like stakes for the company, and like Roger needed to have stakes now.
It's like really he didn't.
Yeah,
that was tertiary to the plot. In the first one.
Although it was more focused on the humans, so maybe it was something they needed. I don't know.
I mean, if they made that, you do. I think if you're going to make that decision to focus on the humans, you need some sort of conflict there.
Yeah, of course.
Which just didn't serve the movie.
Yeah.
Also, there was a whole baby subplot. That was weird.
A baby subplot?
There was.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end, was it supposed to allude that she was going to have a litter of babies?
Yeah, that's yeah. what it seemed like. It seemed like she was going to have 15 kids.
Yeah, like, yeah. surprise.
What? Okay.
About the baby, and then it ends. So you're like, oh, because they're going to have multiple babies.
Yeah,
like,
I guess.
That's how babies work.
Going to be an octomom. Surprise.
Here's something interesting.
What?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, or rather, let me see what you guys come up with. How many, this is a Disney movie, how many songs were in the original one?
Three.
Wait, where's the third one? I count two.
I think just the
There's
three.
Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil. Yeah.
Which I need to...
Ooh, it
Cruella
might just be...
Cruella de
Vil. Was that
For
not
some
Dean
reason,
Martin?
I feel like there's something in the middle of the movie, but it might have just been Cruella de Vil and the one at the end.
The one, which is a Dalmatian plantation.
Yeah.
And it's like... It's like three lines, Dalmatian Plantation.
Yeah,
it's not even
that's
a whole
it.
Song.
Yeah.
We'll have a Dalmatian Plantation where our population will roam. Yeah, it's like two more lines and we're done. At least Cruella de Vil was a whole song.
Yeah.
I don't remember a third one.
I think you might actually be right now that I'm thinking back.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said three.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily a musical. Like,
which is just interesting. The most Disney movies have some sort of musical like song type thing. To only have two is seems low.
I think the earlier ones didn't have as many.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, how many in the 90s one? Count them.
None.
Zero.
Yeah, there wasn't even
zero actual songs that like the characters sing. I mean, there's music.
Yep.
Yeah.
A little disappointing.
It's not a musical movie.
Not a lot of these remakes are. As we're going to watch
I don't know. I haven't seen
They're
any
not
of
gonna
them.
Be.
So we'll find out.
Beauty and the Beast was, but only barely.
Beauty,
no,
that's
Beauty
right,
and the Beast. They
we
added
watched
a
Beauty,
new
and the Beast.
Yeah,
there was,
Beauty and the Beast.
There was a number of songs in that one, though.
Yeah.
That was fairly musical.
I think that's the charm.
And the original
of those,
was too.
If you cut the songs, I feel like that's part of the charm of those old
Tale
Disney
is
movies.
Old as time.
Yeah, like you don't have the Disney movie if you don't have the songs.
Yep. Bonjour.
Continue. Sing the Gaston song.
Oh, you want the Gaston song?
I want the Gaston. I want the gay for Gaston song.
You got to pay for that. That's on our Patreon. That's on our premium content.
Gold level Patreon members get to hear Dave sing the Gaston song.
I'll come to your house and sing it.
He'll dress like the dude too. Not Gaston. The dude who's in love with Gaston.
Le Fou.
Yeah,
right. Yep. I just thought that was interesting.
Bites like
Gaston. See, I'll bring Brandon.
Brandon's apparently your backup singer.
There was just not a very musical Disney movie. And I know not all Disney movies have, you know, heavy on the music, but most of them are. I think this is probably an anomaly if I had to guess. I mean, I'm thinking of all the Disney
movies. Dumbo?
I haven't seen Dumbo in a million years.
Been since
we're going to watch
kid,
it.
That's the thing.
That's on the list. No, I don't think that's a very musical movie.
I feel like Dumbo didn't have a lot. Just
no.
Yeah, I don't think it hit.
I don't recall.
There's like the pink elephant scene, and that's about it.
But I mean, when you think about like the Lion King, I mean, you got like Hakuna Matata,
Circle of Life.
Circle of Life. Yeah, yeah.
I think by the time you got to 80s and 90s Disney.
And then Scar sings a song about Nazis.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. In German. It was really weird. I didn't notice it as a kid, but looking back on it, it's so weird that he took on a German accent and wore a red armband. I don't get it.
But yeah,
a lot of shit goes over
they,
your head when you're a kid in these movies.
I don't even know if they have those songs in the remake, though.
Oh, the Lion King remake?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought they took it like more in the real direction.
I have no idea. We're going to find out.
We got to watch Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland,
I never
the Lion
liked
King,
that movie.
Dumbo.
I'm curious to see if I'll like it when I'm older.
Interesting.
That was one of my least favorite Disney movies.
There's a number of other ones, too.
Yeah.
I can't even think of
Aladdin.
One. Aladdin. Oh, I haven't even seen the new Aladdin.
We're gonna.
One of my most favorite Disney movies.
Gold, Aladdin, me too.
Gold tier members will have me sing A Whole New World. Word for word.
I'll sing back up on that. I got you covered.
That was a classic.
Oh, yeah.
That was a weird, drunk, like, our apartment in college. Like, we would get really drunk and then
sing
we'd
the Aladdin
sing
soundtrack.
A Whole New World.
Oh, my God.
Just A Whole New World.
Just the
song.
Just
the
that
whole.
Song. Yeah. It was really a weird drunk thing that we did in college.
That's priceless. Yeah. It's there's going to be a number of them. I don't know if the remakes are as musical. I'm curious to find out.
We'll find out.
Yeah. There's 102 Dalmatians, you know.
There is. Thankfully, there wasn't.
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, we're not.
I think we don't have. Nah.
There's 102 Dalmatians live action.
That's all there is.
Though. No, there's an animated as well.
It's like,
Brandon. Wasn't they making Lucky's the 90s though, or something like that? They made it late.
I don't know, but it feels like we got to watch it. If we're going to complete the set, it would be inappropriate to do one without the
does
other. I'm not saying we got to do it next week.
Does the new live action one have Glenn Close?
Yes. She returns.
I think she's on the cover.
She's Cruella again. And
yes.
Yeah, how could you not?
I would consider it if it's Glenn Close.
Right? Yeah, she was. I mean, she made the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you think about Glenn Close and you think about Hugh Laurie, and I'm like...
I'm surprised that Hugh Laurie, you're right, didn't get as much. He wasn't well served in it.
Yeah.
He wasn't well served. But it was good to see him.
I mean, the character he's playing wasn't too complicated.
Exactly.
But, I mean, Ron Weasley got even, I mean, whatever, Ron Weasley's dad got even less to work with.
Yeah.
Because he was supposed to be the dumb one. I mean, they're both dumb, but there's the smart dumb one and the dumb dumb one.
Yeah.
You know, there's it's like Three Stooges style. Mm-hmm. Moe's still not a genius. Doesn't read a lot of books, Moe.
King of the Idiots.
They added that whole Skinner character. That was weird.
Yeah, the mute Skinner. Yeah.
The mute psychopath, basically.
That was really weird for kids' movie. That's
again, very dark for a kids' movie.
Even the live action one.
Dude got his throat cut out.
Yeah, that was
and
weird.
And now he skins. Like, that part wasn't necessary.
What was that?
Like, he, like, speaks on the phone in Morse code to her. That was weird.
Yeah, with a scalpel?
Yeah. Well, he has to. It's
yeah, I mean, that's the way
you
do
it. You
gotta
wonder if he cut his own throat out at this point.
Guy has a fascination with skinning things.
Like a, he's like a reaver from...
oh, Jesus.
Deep cut.
Wow.
That's dark.
Absolutely zero of our listeners understood that one.
Not sure if he knows that
one. That was only for the people in the room. Oh, you're right. Sure, we'll get that.
Looked out in the big nothingness and saw, I don't know, started cutting on themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was an ad character to add, wasn't it? But it tied into the whole, the tiger and like that set up the whole basically the animal trafficking thing, which got the cops actually involved.
Right.
That to me is what they wrote that to get the whole like Scotland Yard actually as characters and helping.
Yeah, there was a much bigger over plot of animal skinning and that was being done.
That was an epidemic. Yeah.
Which was crazy. Has that ever happened?
Well, I mean, there are poachers. So that's a thing.
No, I mean, from a zoo, though.
That's pretty brazen.
That there are some balls on that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever heard of that one, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a scheme we should be running, right?
What? Right?
What?
That's where the money is.
If you got the tools, I got the talent, pal.
Whoa.
We'll practice on Brandon.
What? I'm out.
That's not dark. It's in a Disney movie.
Yeah,
skinning characters alive. I mean, yeah, they're dogs, but they're anthropomorphized. It's almost
skinning people.
It's almost like skinning a Brandon.
It's almost like
it can't be that hard. I've seen Game of Thrones.
I'm not in this at all. I gotta go.
All right, well. Now the hunt begins. The deadliest prey. Brandon.
Give you a 10-second head start, Brandon. Dave, get your gun.
Oh, God.
Oh, we don't use guns, Jay. We go old school.
Well, we'll my pick of knives.
First blood.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't skin somebody with a gun, Jay.
I already cut his brake lines.
He's driving you home.
What?
Nope.
Not anymore.
This is the plan all along, Brandon.
Uber's on the way.
Oh, yeah, so I'm parked in the driveway because the ice on the trees out front was so crazy that I was just like, I'm just going to park back here.
Because you're worried about like shit falling on your car?
Yeah,
no, fair enough. I don't blame you.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but the trees around here have been, I mean, it's like a solid... icicle, like the whole tree is coated
it's
in ice.
It's fucking cool.
It's beautiful as hell.
It's so
it is.
Cool.
Oh yeah, when the sun shines through it, especially. Yeah. But it is dangerous as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't had more down power lines.
Yeah. I was surprised too. During the ice storm, I was like,
it's because it didn't snow. Like it
until
iced,
later,
and so everything froze, and then like the snow didn't have a chance to kind of.
How
settle
weird
in.
Was that squall? By the way, that was crazy.
In and out in no time.
I was like. That's bullshit. My phone went off. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I got like an emergency alert.
I'm going to go take a shower. And then when I came out of the shower, there was a half inch of snow everywhere. I was like, what the fuck? It was sunny.
And then in my apartment, they waited till 11:15 at night to snowblow the half, which, why the fuck did you snowblow the half
you
inch of snow?
It away.
And they waited to do it till 11:15 at night.
That
so I fell asleep and I woke up because my like, you know, I'm right near the mm-hmm. walkway, and it's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I liked it.
That was a no joke squall.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were, or was it a Christmas party?
Oh, yeah.
And like, so we were like, oh shit. Like, should we have come?
Yeah. But it was so quick, though. Yeah,
gone.
It was weird.
Half an hour, 45 minutes
literally,
tops.
It was sunny when I went up to take a shower, and it was sunny when I came back, but there was a whole layer of snow everywhere. I was,
it was insane.
The fuck?
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, sorry about that.
No, it was fine. It's easier for me to back out of anyway.
Is it?
Yeah. I was end up having a K-turn when I'm parked next to Christine.
Oh, okay. Well, you're welcome then.
Thanks, man. Yeah, you should just make it easier on me.
It's really my pleasure. I know it's not Christmas for you guys, but it's still Christmas when we're recording this.
Yes.
So it's we're all in the Christmas spirit, right, Jay?
Nope.
Oh, gosh. One day.
Bah, humbug.
Yeah, there we go. I got the Christmas spirit, though, Dave. Don't worry.
You fucking better.
Of course I do.
I've got my Fallout 76 downloading, ready to torture myself.
What is wrong with you?
You haven't checked your email today, huh?
No.
Okay.
Oh? All right.
Don't check it now. It's too late.
Okay.
It's too late. You got to check it after the podcast.
I will check it after the podcast.
You didn't get shit. I didn't email you, fucker.
Why didn't you email me?
Because I got other plans for you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Skinning me.
That's
the hunt continues.
The greatest Christmas present of all.
Manhunter 2.
Oh, God.
The Huntening.
The Huntening.
The Huntening.
That's right.
Oh, I got, like, no emails from work.
Isn't that awesome?
Dude, that is the last email I got was at 1:31 p.m. Anything.
I
got
to return, like, a work call after we're done with this because I totally sent somebody to voicemail. What?
Will they be awake? Well, it's not that late.
Yeah. No, I'll handle it. So, anyway... 101. No, I have work tomorrow.
Next week, though?
Yeah, next week I have some time off.
Half day.
Yeah, half day.
Dude, psh. My Christmas break, if you're angry about your tax dollars, my Christmas break.
Always angry about my tax dollars, Jay.
My Christmas break starts tomorrow.
Of course it does.
I get a solid, like,
that's
13
Dave's
day
secret.
Christmas break.
Dave's secret is he's always angry about tax dollars.
Here's
the
thing.
That's a pay cycle.
I actually. I also have a 13 day Christmas
Do you really?
Break.
That's nice. Awesome.
And taxpayers didn't even pay for it.
Yeah. Well,
yep. Earned it all myself.
You want to just.
PTO. Just building it up. Spending it. No taxpayer money whatsoever.
Just want to give me my money now? Because that's a whole pay cycle that I'm going to get.
Yeah, I'll give you like you the 3 cents
yeah,
that goes towards your salary. Sure, absolutely. But so hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas. I didn't even think about it, but 101 Dalmatians is kind of a winter movie, Christmas movie, I guess. At the end, are they decorating a Christmas tree? I feel like they are.
Yes.
I think so,
It's Christmas at the end.
Yeah. I mean, every good movie has a Christmas in it.
I don't think that's what they
say. That's why the Harry Potters are good.
Yeah, that's true. They always take place during Christmas, don't they?
Yeah. Well, they always...
they always take place during the
over
year,
the course
right?
of a semester, so there's always a Christmas... thing in there, an act two Christmas, and it's always somebody like died or whatever on Christmas break. The school was mostly empty, and like Ginny's friend died.
Ginny got fucking petrified by the basilisk. That's,
yep, exactly.
Yep,
that was one of them. Yeah, there's always something.
Christmas in Three.
I don't know. I don't remember the books.
I think Hermione's cat ate Crutchhanks almost ate Scabbers.
Well,
in Azkaban.
Scabbers, everyone's favorite pet. Who
Christmas
turned out
in
to
Four
be an
was
old
the
man living with children for how many years? It's like 18 years. However long Harry's been alive or whatever,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Good Lord! I mean, what are the odds? Too that always bothered me. Why was he in Ron's family? Ron had no connection to Harry, and there was no reason that they would have thought. So, like, he wasn't a plant.
Yeah, they only
that's
met
just
on the
where he decided.
Pettigrew was working for Voldemort. Oh,
what
oh,
was
I
he
see.
Doing that whole time?
I
just being
Wait,
a rat.
Did Ron have the rat? I think Ron got the rat as a 11th birthday present for going to Hogwarts.
It was a hand-me-down from his brothers.
Oh, you're right.
Just like everything else in his
you're
life,
right.
Jay. You're forgetting who Ron is.
He's a Weasley. He's working poor.
That's right.
Still
managed to go to one of the most prestigious universities in the Wizarding World, by the way. Public assistance.
That is weird.
It is, right? I don't remember they explained it in the books, but I don't remember it. He was just a rat that lived with Ron for for at least 10 years, and
I actually don't think they explained it in the books, because I think it's almost played in the books as a coincidence, and then he returns to Voldemort when Voldemort's risen.
You just think you'd find a better place to hang out, or to hide out, you know? Like, than to be, like, a pet rat.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you could be a rat, wouldn't you want to, like, live on the beach, like rat life?
Like,
rat life.
I don't know.
Those famous beach rats?
You know, the beach rats.
Yeah.
Splinter was a beach rat. Few people know that about him.
No, he was a Japanese rat.
That's how he dealt so well with turtles. A lot of beaches in Japan. Island.
You are correct.
See that?
You are right.
It's not just a coincidence. Like all the coincidences in 101 Dalmatians?
I don't have much else to say. That's like, I'm done.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh my God! You didn't have anything to say about the blackface of disguising yourself as a Labrador Retriever?
Did you think that was a 1961 dog whistle?
I thought honestly, I thought there was a 50-50 chance that one of you guys is going to be upset.
No,
by that.
No, of course
sure.
not. Of course not.
I was
thinking of bringing it up to troll you, though.
Oh, okay.
But you brought it up first.
So I was on the right track.
I was like, I could definitely get Dave to think
so
I'm
it crossed your mind.
I could trigger him.
Crosses my, I was already in there. No, I didn't have to do it. He already knew.
Give it a second thought. No.
Well, no, because, I mean, really, you had the Labrador Retriever who was running the Underground Railroad, and then...
Who was clearly black.
Clearly black. I mean, clearly played as black. And then you had these culturally appropriating...
Thank you,
that's
Jay.
They're culturally appropriating the Labrador Retriever for their own gain. That's the white
man. For their own gain.
That's the white man culturally appropriating black culture.
And then they sneak back into the city, which is a metaphor for the country.
Yes. All the black people
in the back of a truck. Yes. Brandon didn't get that read?
No.
No?
No.
Galaxy brains.
No.
Yes,
seriously. Shit.
Smooth brain Brandon.
I'm just an NPC, I guess.
At least the original movie was devoid of like a lot of like slapstick slip and fall gags.
Yes.
That you got.
That's what I'm talking about, the Home Alone part. Like it was just all dumb slapstick.
Mm-hmm. The plot, so I mean, dumb. For a cartoon, it like, you know, it made sense. It was there was no it's like I feel like, and this sounds stupid because now I'm talking about a plot like making sense where dogs talk. But then I feel like you compare all the outlandishness of dogs talking and all of that to the 96 movie, and I almost feel like I had to suspend my disbelief more because they started. That's I think what took me out of the most, and that's I think that I just hit on it. Like because you started with the humans, the dogs aren't talking. Then when it gets to that Home Alone part, now I'm like, I have to suspend my disbelief even more to separate it again from. Like, well, they've just been dogs this whole time,
yeah. Right?
And now they have.
Also, I just
and when the dog acts out the kidnapping of the other dogs for all the animals in the farmhouse,
like, well, this is.
I was like, this
doesn't work.
Stupid.
This is taking.
That's why I almost wish the dogs had talked.
I kind of agree with you. Yeah, if they didn't have to use crappy CG and they used like Homeward Bound, like you said, which is like almost internal, or just the dog was the camera and they're talking, like they didn't have to use. Because I think only really Babe, Pig of the City, or Babe, the original Babe, finally got like the animal mouth movements by CG correct. And that came out after this movie.
That was,
I don't know if anyone's ever gotten the animal mouth movements for CG
That was
correct.
The best of the time, for sure. But that hadn't been...
I just think it's weird trying to get the movements correct. I don't even think you need to.
I don't think so either.
You almost cartoon it where it's just open and close. Like, that's not...
I prefer the they don't do anything and just the voice occurs.
Which I'm fine with as well. Yeah.
You know, you don't need to animate anything and then just have the dog there and it has a voice and you know you use its body language to kind of emphasize what it's saying.
Like
I think
Luke is talking. Like we got that and Luke is talking.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I mean, I thought of Homeward Bound, which appeared on the TV, by the way, for a split second.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice
when
that.
They were, you know, how
also
in the original.
Disney, by the way.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. In the original, when they're watching TV,
Thunderbolt,
and Lucky is really into the TV, and that becomes the problem. In the remake, what's on the TV is something is on beforehand, and then afterwards, it's Homeward Bound.
Really, I didn't notice.
Yeah,
I don't like
Christine
Homeward Bound.
Picked up on it. Actually,
it makes me sad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I love that movie, and it makes me sad too. I've seen it.
It does make you
sad.
It makes me sad when they. I don't like watching it because they get lost and like the dog. I don't know.
But they're all. I don't. Spoiler alert. They're all fine.
I know, but it just makes me really sad.
You want to watch it sad? Well, watch Milo.
It's supposed to be sad, Jay. It brings you down, and then brings you back up.
No, I don't like it. I don't like when bad things.
Jay looks really uncomfortable right now.
I don't like when bad things happen to.
Yeah, he really looks really uncomfortable.
Like even in movies, I have trouble like.
Like tremendous sadness.
It's like it makes me so sad.
Yeah, no, I totally get you. I'm with you on that. Yeah,
I think that's the point. But
I know. It's absolutely
works.
The point.
That's
and
what
it
they're
works,
trying to elicit.
It's like
but
I don't.
It's
like
too
it.
Much for
it's,
him.
And, it is. Yeah. It's too much for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen it in a while.
One thing I did, which you know, again, talking about the padding out of the human characters, like I preferred in the first one where it was just like, oh, the dogs met. Smash cut to the Anita and Roger are married. Like, I appreciated that.
Yes.
You weren't
yes.
concerned at all with the human marriage.
Because the story's really. Not about the
exactly.
their secondary characters.
And instead of this one, you have to have Jeff Daniels getting dragged on the bike, and then the whole slapstick of that.
Yeah, that scene was too long.
That was way too
she
long.
He got smacked with a brick and doesn't have CTE.
Yeah.
And then they have to have that cutesy scene where he said, oh, I was trying to give you the Heimlich, or whatever, or Heimlich, about the mouth, and then... he just slips, oops, do you want more marriage? I mean, tea?
Yeah.
And then she's just like, sure, I just met you today.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally. I'm in. What?
So normal.
What? Like, just skip that.
Yeah,
like,
that scene was cringy
that.
As fuck.
It was so cringy. Mm-hmm. Ugh. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
But again, it was about them more than the dogs, so.
Right. And if the dogs had talked, you would have been able to refocus some of the attention on the dogs. And also, you would have been able to recognize one dog from another.
Sure.
Like in the original, there was like Rolly, and there was Lucky, and there was
the fat one.
Dipstick, or just Dipstick in the new one.
Dipstick
was in the new
one.
But you had like Patch and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like there were a number of dogs that you recognized, and they had different voices, and they were drawn a little differently. And the remake,
they all look the same. It's
just 99 random dogs, and then two adult dogs, which you can occasionally tell the difference between.
Yeah. I could barely. Yeah,
yeah, yeah
no,
that's
absolutely.
Actually a really
well, they didn't
good point.
Put different collars
no,
on them
didn't.
Until halfway through the movie.
It was so confusing.
In the beginning, they were both wearing black collars.
You could totally
and I was
understand
like,
why Jeff
ridiculous.
Daniels thought the wrong dog was his. Like you totally get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought the wrong dog was his. I was like,
exactly.
Why is he? What is happening? Oh, it's the other dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the whole human shit was just played up wrong.
Yeah. Almost a little clunky.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
I would definitely say clunky.
That's a good word for
yeah,
it. Yeah.
But
without Cruella de Vil, this would have been a shit movie.
It
yeah,
would
Cruella
have.
Is the redeeming. She's like the emperor
yes.
in the prequels.
No! Unlimited power! Unlimited fur!
Oh my gosh.
Like a good villain can redeem
can carry
for
a movie,
me. Like
for
it
sure.
can definitely carry
oh,
a movie.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Like,
a great antagonist.
That made that. Watchable.
Yeah.
If Glenn Close wasn't
in it.
She
was just so over the top, and that was what she, like, I don't know, if she must, she looked like she had a good time doing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and that's like, they look like they're having so much fun being
exactly.
evil. That's
good,
why I
guys,
love Palpatine,
yes, exactly.
too. He's just loving it. He does the Psycho Crusher. Like, yeah. That saved it for me.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah.
I appreciate what they did with it, and that they were able to tell almost the same story while shifting the focus to a different framing, which was, you know, on the humans.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it still left something to be desired
yes.
when it comes to the storytelling. And I didn't connect with the dogs like you connect with the dogs in the
correct.
1961
yeah.
version.
They
all, exactly.
Yeah.
And the movie's called 101
it's
Dalmatians.
Like, it's almost like the dogs
it's
are
not called the owners of 101 Dalmatians.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
the dogs are incidental in the
yeah.
They just happen to be there.
The dogs are the MacGuffin.
They really are.
Yeah. Yeah,
they 100% right. are.
And in the original, they were characters.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. It's if you get a chance to rewatch the original,
it's not a lot. It's not long. So
definitely
go for it.
Be
yeah.
aware of the cultural reappropriation
of Labradors.
Okay, so
that's right.
Just
hardworking Labradors.
It's a product of its
good
time.
Good American, sorry, British Labradors. But yeah, it was. I was actually surprised at how inappropriate it was.
Yeah, I was too.
There was
yeah,
like nothing in there that I was like, oh.
Nothing.
Everything was
nothing
pretty good.
For a 1961
yeah.
movie, like,
yeah.
there was no like
not
product
a single
of its time
dancing
stuff.
Crow. It was yeah. like, hmm. Well.
Can't say that, but I feel
say the same for the next movies we'll be watching.
What are we doing next? Do we want to make a call on that?
Sure.
And are we recording next week? Thursday is the day after Thanksgiving. Or Thanksgiving. Why do I want to go back to Christmas?
No, and is it Christmas Tuesday?
I thought Christmas was Tuesday.
Christmas Eve is Tuesday. Christmas is Wednesday.
You're right.
I know.
My family comes over Christmas Eve. That's why. Yep. Yeah, sure.
I don't have a problem with recording.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to say, I'm going to pick a Disney movie.
I'm opening Disney Plus right now to make sure that they're both on there.
Okay. Yeah, I ran into the same problem as you, Brandon, when I was searching for it.
What the fuck?
I was like, I can't believe, why don't they have, Disney Plus sucks. And then I searched for Dalmatians instead of 101, and there it was.
Yep. Yep. Could do Alice
on the title card on the actual movie, it's written out 101 Dalmatians.
And that's why I was like, oh, of course. But the new one was 101.
Well, even on the the cover, it's 101, the number.
It is 101,
yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, which is weird.
That's why I was confused. yeah, we could do, let's see, we got The Jungle Book, we got, where was it? Alice in Wonderland.
Did Disney make The Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we definitely at some point have to do.
Well, the cartoon show is a remake of the movie.
Yeah.
Counts.
But we should just
count
all three Mighty Ducks movies.
I'm down. It's our Mighty Ducks showcase.
Oh, I love those movies.
Let's just do Alice in Wonderland.
Brandon doesn't
Alice
like sports movies.
In Wonderland. Okay, yeah, I haven't
Alice
seen the
Wonderland.
New one. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweet. And trippy as fuck. Yeah. You got to trip balls while you watch it.
Yeah, that's the only way to watch it.
Yep. All right. Well, join us next week. We'll be doing Alice in Wonderland if we don't get off on a tangent saving the world. Brandon's still alive. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year. And we'll see you next time. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.